civil rights marches in Selma, all those years ago, there's not many of them left. But the people, the African Americans who are living today, and also not just the African Americans, all people, are benefiting from that. Mahatma Gandhi, the things he fought for. South Africa, if you look at all different places, change has sometimes not taken place in the life of the people who are living there to hope for it to change. And sometimes when you're a hoper for change, you get very exhausted because you see all this stuff and you argue with the radio a lot if you're new. or you look at the environmental stuff and you just think, oh, lordy. But things have been changing and things can change. And sometimes that's behind the door, and we have to just believe that it's behind the door. And I remember there was a line from a Billy Bragg song that went, join the struggle while you may, the revolutions are just a t-shirt away. Jeremy used to sing Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards when he was a little kid, and we do. We still wait for the Great Leap Forwards, possibly not now's Great Leap Forward, but, you know, we wait for things to change. And that's the kind of hope that I have, that things can change. And I also found a lovely little quote that was, justice is what love looks like in public. And that's another way for me, that's that hope, that justice, that change. And so I'm really just giving you a whole bunch of little quotes to go for the next bit I'm going to work on. And I'm also, my other great favourite quote is that fear is the opposite of faith. And faith is the opposite of fear. And so while we're fearing and we're sad and we're unhappy, we have to remember the other side of that is faith. And sometimes we don't have that, and I'm honouring that. Sometimes it's just not there. So what I thought about to do is I'm going to get you to do a little art project, and I'll put out some stuff in a minute. You might be hoping for something yourself. You might be hoping for someone, for someone else. You might be having a wonderful time and you don't need to hope for anything at the moment, but you might want to hope for someone else. So what I'm asking you to do is to make a house for hope to live in. And what that means is I've got origami stuff, I've got paint stuff, I've got paper stuff, I've got pipe cleaners, I've got everything, so that you can just make your little house for hope. And your little house for hope might be a stable, it might be a little manger, it might be a nest. You might just want to put some sticks in a circle and make it an installment, because I've heard they're very fashionable these days. Or you might want to collect some leaves to put in it. I'm not putting labels around it, but just something for you for this Christmas, for the people perhaps that haven't got hope, or when you haven't got hope and you're just saying, look, I'm making a house for this, and anything that wants to come and live in it, you know, please do, because I'm not a big believer in the interventionist God. Me and Nick Cave, on the same page with that one. But I do believe in floating grace that occasionally falls on you and benefits you. So if you're feeling a bit like, you know, there's something that needs to a bit of hope, then I'm going to set up some stuff so you can make that little house for hope to live in. So we've got roughly, I would say, about half an hour or so to do that. If you're feeling tired, you just want to have a cup of tea or chat with someone, I'm not going to get upset about that. So I will leave out a bunch of stuff, and at about 11 you can finish. Rose has finished her bit, so this is the bit that I'm doing. So if you just want to sit down and maybe have a little make of something, that's what this time is for. And I'll just finish with poetry, because this is one of my favourite quotes. History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up, and hope and history rhyme. That's Seamus Heaney. So make yourself a little place for hope to begin. Thank you.